Page 11, Spring 2013 CCB Conference Report, Back to the Basics, Support, Advocacy, by Alice McGrath and Cam Acker. Editor's note, once again we are indebted to the delegate and alternate delegate from the Silicon Valley Council of the Blind for our conference/convention report. The delegate and alternate are required to submit a written report for the chapter's fine newsletter, In Touch. If you'd like to see how one of our largest and most successful chapters keeps in touch with its members with a fine monthly newsletter, you can ask to be put on the email list by sending an email to membership@svcb.cc. Remember, at some point in the next few months, you can download and listen to most sessions from the conference/convention or order cassettes from the office. Sacramento, April 11 to 14, 2013. Alice and Cam were our chosen delegates for the spring convention, and by reviewing the program before the convention, they knew that they would be able to cover most of the meetings. This was Cam's first time as an alternate delegate, and she embarked on her responsibility in her typical, thorough manner. Page 12. This report reflects both their comments and their gained insights. However, they cannot include an update on every meeting they attended. Cam was most interested in attending the meetings related to access and transportation. We both attended the Friday morning session conducted by the Committee on Access and Transportation, CAT, and California Council of Citizens with Low Vision, CCCLV, and the program was packed with information. It began with the report from Mitch Pomerantz, president of ACB, titled Update on Accessible Prescription Drug Labeling Efforts After Passage of the FDA Safety and Innovation Act. The need to be able to read the information on drug containers is a high priority. The prescription drug container labels need to be safe, consistent, and reliable for all the blind and visually impaired. ACB's efforts commenced in 2011 and resulted in the introduction of legislation, which was ultimately incorporated into S-3187, the Food and Drug Administration Safety and Innovation Act. The bill was passed by Congress and signed into law by the President on July 9, 2012, becoming PL 112-144. Page 13. What has come out of ACB's successful advocacy effort is the Work Group on Access to Prescription Drug Label Information under the auspices of the United States Access Board. Mitch advised that the work group is united in its task to make the labeling available in all formats, including large print, braille, and audio formats. This is a critical issue, and we will continue to hear of progress. The Walmart organization has developed a label reading program and is using an RX drug labeling system, ScriptTalk. We are encouraged to be proactive and ask for the use of such devices. The second part of the meeting gave us an update on the high-speed rail project titled California High-Speed Rail, Easing Access While Ensuring Worker and Passenger Safety. John Tapping, Risk Manager, California High-Speed Rail Authority. The first step will take place from Fresno to Bakersfield. The proposed trains will be traveling at speeds up to 220 miles per hour up and down the California corridor from Southern California through the California Central Valley on to the San Francisco Peninsula and ending up in San Jose. Many CCB members with experience advocating for stations accessible to blind and low vision travelers offered their expertise, and the speaker invited them to contact him for input. This was a great benefit of the presentation. As Frank Welty mentioned, it is far easier and less expensive to taxpayers when the blind are involved in planning rather than advocacy after stations are built. Page 14, we also heard from a panel of elevator representatives about the future of destination elevators. The technology has been in the planning stage for years with the desired outcome to build smart elevators, which dispatch cars based on riders selecting their desired floor. The panel is working on accessibility features, including a button that signals that someone with a disability is boarding, and the person can then listen to an audio prompt to select their floor. The elevator car will either appear immediately to the left or right of the call button. It will be fun and interesting to go to a convention and see the smart elevators at work during one of our future conferences. Technology is always a topic of interest at the convention, the Thursday afternoon session coordinated by the Technology Committee included a demonstration of a software program called Guide from Dolphin Oceanic. Mark Gibbons from Sterling Adaptive demonstrated this program, which is designed to make it easy for those who do not have computer experience to perform essential tasks on a PC. The menu is simple and the choices are number-driven, all with speech prompt. Users do not need to learn or memorize keystrokes, but rather can simply select the numbered task, including send an email, create a document, create a contact, and more. Page 15, it is a very useful program for someone who has experienced vision loss but does not have any experience with computers. We also heard from Pete DeVasto, Accessibility Manager at Adobe. Pete reviewed what Adobe is doing to make PDF files more accessible. The CCB students also offered a program on smartphone tips and tricks. We heard from blind users of both the iPhone and the Android smartphones, and both speakers shared what they've learned, plus a few tips about applications. Those who love to read have many opportunities to learn and share with fellow avid readers at our conferences. Representatives from the Braille and Talking Book Library spoke about what is new and of interest, especially for those with low vision. Rob Turner gave a few presentations to different audiences about what is new at Bookshare. We also got an opportunity to share what we are reading at the combined luncheon of the California Library Users and the Braille Revival League. The general sessions included business that addresses the upcoming change to one conference per year. We heard and voted on several simple changes to the bylaws and constitution to reflect this upcoming change. Page 16. The general sessions also included a few interesting speakers. We learned about Social Security and also received information about financing a new home on a limited income. We also heard about the Gift of Life, an organ and tissue donation program. We heard two moving stories. The first was from the perspective of a mother about her family's journey when they decided to donate the organs of her teenage son who had died in an auto accident. The second was from an organ transplant recipient, Sandy Nelson, one of our CCB members. The program made us think about the need to consider this gift of life. Cam was interested in learning about the process of electing to travel with a guide dog. She attended the guide dog users meeting and luncheon and was able to chat with fellow guide dog teams and with representatives from the various guide dog schools. The banquet was a highlight, especially for one of our chapter members, Bev Clifford. Bev and her husband Victor came up for the day on Saturday, and Bev was presented with an award from the Publications Committee for her article about being present for her grandchild's birth. She was surprised and honored. Frank Welty, Master of Ceremonies, president of the San Francisco chapter, conducted a fun trivia game. Page 17, the CCB conference is a mix of business, information sharing, and exploring the exhibits as well as visiting with old and new friends. We are transitioning as a body of people with a common cause, and change will help us to grow and become even stronger as a unit and as individuals. You may want to consider being a delegate at the fall conference in San Diego.